From the newsroom at news.com.au.
G'day, I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Lexi Cartwright.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of March.
Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has called on the Cabinet Minister accused of rape to state publicly who he is. The minister, who is yet to be named, is accused of raping a woman in 1988. She has since taken her own life.
Yeah, Scott Morrison told reporters yesterday that he had spoken to the minister in question, who absolutely denied the allegations. The minister has not yet been stood down. Here's what Mr. Turnbull had to say on the ABC.
You know, I think for the sake of his colleagues, the government, everybody, he should front up and state who it is.
Two other news, and a Channel 9 security guard was allegedly attacked yesterday by one of the leaders of an Australian neo-Nazi group.
Yeah, according to Nine, Thomas Sewell, who leads the far-right National Socialist Network, arrived at the Melbourne office with an associate and demanded to see staff from A Current Affair before a story about his group was set to air. Now, when Mr. Sewell was asked to leave, he allegedly attacked a security guard who was later taken to hospital. Police are investigating the incident.
Overseas now, and a court in France has sentenced former President Nicolas Sarkozy to 3 years jail for trying to bribe a magistrate. The judge suspended two of the 3 years and said Mr. Sarkozy could serve the remaining one under house arrest with an electronic tag.
Mr. Sarkozy will face court again in just over a fortnight on separate charges. He stands accused of violating campaign finance regulations during his bid for re-election in 2012, which ended in defeat.
We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, to royal news, and Prince Philip has been moved to a different hospital in London and is expected to stay there until at least the end of this week. The Duke is being treated for an infection and is also under observation for a pre-existing heart condition.
Meanwhile, the first teaser for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's tell-all interview with Oprah has been released. Harry opens up about being hounded by the press and speaks about his mum, Diana. Have a listen.
I'm just really relieved and happy to be sitting here talking to you with my wife by my side. Because I can't begin to imagine what it must have been like for her going through this process by herself all those years ago, because it has been unbelievably tough for the two of us, but at least we had each other.
The interview is set to air next week.
Finishing with sport now, and Australian batsman David Warner will make his cricketing return for New South Wales in a one-day game on Thursday, just a week after the opener revealed the groin injury he suffered last November would continue to hamper him for months. He's been included in the team that will take on South Australia in Adelaide.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hope he doesn't do any further damage. Hey, if you want to win some money, have your say in our cost of living survey and be in the chance to win a share of $2,000. You can enter now at news.com.au/win.
That's it for this episode of From the Newsroom. We'll be back with an update in the Arvo.
Your update from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.